organizing non-actionable data. Interestingly, one of the biggest problems with most people's personal management systems is that they blend a few actionable things with a large amount of data and material that has value but no action attached. Having good, consistent structures with which to manage the non-actionable items in our work and lives is as important as managing our action and project reminders. When the non-actionable items aren't properly managed, they clog up the whole process. Unactionable items fall into two large categories: reference materials and reminders of things that need no action now but might at a later date. Reference materials. Much of what comes across your desk and into your life in general is reference material. There's no action required, but it's information you want to keep for a variety of reasons. Your major decisions will be how much to keep, how much room to dedicate to it, what form it should be stored in, and where. Much of that will be a personal or organizational judgment call based upon legal or logistical concerns or personal preferences. The only time you should have attention on your reference material is when you need to change your system in some way because you have too much or too little information given your needs or preferences. The problem most people have psychologically with all their stuff is that it's still stuff. That is, they haven't decided what's actionable and what's not. Once you've made a clean distinction about which is which, what's left as reference should have no pull or incompletion associated with it. It's just your library. Your only decision then is how big a library you want. When you've fully implemented this action management methodology, you can be as big a pack rat as your space, physical and digital, will allow. As I've increased the size of the hard disk on my computer, I've kept that much more email in my archives. The more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned, since increasing the volume of pure reference material adds no psychic weight.